This coming Shabbos, we learned the Shira. This coming Shabbos, we mark Kriyas Yamsuf, which in many ways was the completion of the story that began this past week with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf is when the political freedom that Klal Yisrael achieved, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gifted to Klal Yisrael from the Mitzrayim, it was made permanent, durable. They knew that the Mitzri army was eliminated, and the freedom that they were enjoying was going to be something a lasting freedom. We learned the Shira, we learned the Azyasha that Klal Yisrael was saying at the time in response to the Yeshua at Yamsuf. The Shira which appears in Parshas B'Shalach. So we learned the Shira twice a year, Parshas B'Shalach and Shri Yishol Pesach. Rodruk notes in his Agadah that it's interesting to study the corresponding Haftaras. Both Parshas B'Shalach and Shri Yishol Pesach, we learn Shiros from Nevi'im to parallel as Yashir. But by Parashat B'Shalach, we learn Shiros Devorah, from Sefer Shoftim. This coming Shabbos, the Haftarah for Shri Yishol Pesach is Eile Divrei David Achrona, from the end of Sefer Shmuel, a Shira of David HaMelech. And Rodruk wonders how come why the correspondence? How come we choose Shiros Devorah for Parashat B'Shalach, we choose Shiros David for Shri Yishol Pesach? And he suggests it has to do with a din that we really associate more with this past week. A din that we associate with Leil HaSeder, a din which we recite and we seek to fulfill at the end of Magid. It appears in the Mishnah in Avei Pesachim. Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo, Ki Lo Yotzei Mishivat Mitzrayim. As the Rambam highlights, Rambam makes several tweaks to the language. One which is Ki Lo Hubi Atzmo Yotzei, that we're meant not only to retell the story, but to relive the story, to imagine, to see ourselves, Rambam says, to portray ourselves as though we ourselves are going out of re-experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam stresses that's happening right now. We are personally, ki yilubi atzmo, yotza atim mishiv Mitzrayim. We need to experience Yetzias Mitzrayim very personally. So Rav Druk suggests that perhaps it's not true only Leil HaSeder, but throughout Pesach as well. And that's why for Parshas B'Shalach, the Shira which corresponds to Shiros Hayam, to Az Yashir, Shiros Devorah, which was another national Shira. But the Shira that we choose for the Haftarah of Shri Yishol Pesach is a personal one. The Shira of David that we learn from the end of Sefer Shmuel, it's about it's David HaMelech's response in poetry to Ribbono Shel Olam. The way which HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of him personally. It's a diary, the Gemara understands. It's a diary in verse of the various Yeshuas that David HaMelech enjoyed and experienced over the course of a lifetime. It's very personal because on Pesach, we're meant to not only learn about Kriyas Yamsuf, the way we do Parshas B'Shalach, but re-experience it and re-experience it in a personal way. I was thinking about this idea that Rav Druk, sort of this assumption Rav Druk makes, that the Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo is not only Leil HaSeder, but it's a function of all of Pesach. They're trying to understand how do we extend that din, and in what way do we extend that din beyond Leil HaSeder? So perhaps a comment of the Sefer HaChinuch is helpful. In Parshas Emor, when the Sefer HaChinuch comments on the mitzvah of the Karban HaOmer, the Karban which we would have begun to bring the first night of Chol Moed Pesach, almost two nights ago. So Sefer HaChinuch explains that the significance of this mitzvah, the first harvesting of barley, is meant to be brought as a carbon base on Mikdash. So he says, he doesn't use this terminology, but it sounds a lot like Bracha Rishona. He says, Klal Yisrael are about to begin to harvest this year's crop. We're about to begin to enjoy this year's crop. So before we begin to enjoy it personally, Sefer HaChinuch says, the very first act of harvesting needs to be focused on gratefulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And gratefulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the way in which He takes care of us on an ongoing basis. He says, we could have done this the first day of Pesach, but the first day of Pesach is dedicated to remembering the great Nisim, the Nisim Gedolim, sounds like he means the Nisim Geluyim, the opening miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we hold off on the Karban HaOmer until the next night. What I believe the Sefer HaChinuch is laying out for us, that the first night of Pesach is meant to be a focus on the historical nisim geluyim, the outright suspensions of nature, the open miracles that Kadosh Baruch Hu performed at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chol HaMoed is meant to continue that in a more personal way. Chol HaMoed we shift, and the Korban HaOmer is the beginning of Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed we sort of pivot from, as Rabban describes the end of Parashas Bo, from noticing HaKadosh Baruch Hu just in the great moments, in the rare Nisim Gulim, the rare open miracles, we pivot to notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, in the everyday. The hidden miracles, the Nisim Nistarim, which are less dramatic and far more pervasive. That's the focus of the Hemshech of Pesach. That's the Korban HaOmer. It's the beginning of the thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim that the crop grew, for the ongoing everyday Nisim. And that perhaps comes to a head in Shviyah Shel Pesach. The original Shviyah Shel Pesach was more Nisim Gulim. The original Shviyah Shel Pesach was Kriya Samsev, some of the greatest Nisim Gulim, some of the greatest open Gilui Shechina that Klal Yisrael ever experienced. But for us, we're meant to find that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Divrei David, we're meant to focus, as the Haftarah does for us, we're meant to focus on the ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. And to begin to write a Shira over the course of Pesach and climaxing in Shviyah Shel Pesach, write the Shira for our own Yeshuas, our own Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the way He has impacted and continued to impact, and we daven will continue to impact us in our own lives.